Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. At the east end of Cobourg sits the Lucas Point Industrial Park. Across from the Cobourg Community Centre sits the Northumberland Industrial Park. Daniel Van Kampen and his team are responsible for looking after those industries and attracting new ones. He is the manager of the Economic Development Office for the town of Cobourg. He also shares responsibility for bringing new retailers and services to the downtown and the rest of Cobourg. His group, along with Venture 13, the organization that supports and funds many innovative new entrepreneurs, presented their annual report to the town council. You will want to hear what he says to learn more about what they do and the state of the local economy. I'm so pleased to have with me today Daniel Van Kampen, the Manager of Economic Development for the town of Cobourg. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Good morning, Robert.
To begin by asking you, how would you characterize the Cobourg economy?
So I'm into my second year now here in Cobourg. A lot of foundational work had to go into that into my first year. So I think what we have, like, we did an economic development strategy in 2023, got it approved by council by mid year. That really showed how the economy is in Cobourg. I would characterize it as there's an advanced manufacturing base here that's got some history, and it's evolved here in Cobourg. So there's an advanced manufacturing component of our economy. There's also another component which I categorize as small business entrepreneurs and innovators that are here in Cobourg. Those are our and they operate here in Cobourg. We have a lot of advanced manufacturers that have grown, and we have a lot of small business owners here in Cobourg as well. That have the opportunity to potentially scale their business and become larger. So we want to make sure that our advanced manufacturers are growing, but also our small business owners are running viable businesses, growing, scaling, and in Cobourg and into the Northumberland area.
What would you say are the strengths of the local economy?
First off, the advanced manufacturing, the fact that we have a history of advanced manufacturing is a strength. We've been making products here in Cobourg, and what's unique is that we also do have a manufacturing support system here in Cobourg. So a community of 22,000 people is supporting a business support system. We, like with the Northumberland Manufacturing Association, providing that support services for manufacturers is an advantage for Cobourg.
What are some challenges?
I think our biggest challenge is workforce. When we did our economic development strategy, we came up with five goal statements, and we said which ones are our biggest priorities. We had five goal statements in our economic development strategy, which addressed the downtown, our existing businesses, our workforce, investment readiness, and small business and entrepreneurs. And we asked, like, what's our biggest priority? What do we need to focus on? Out of all those five, we did two litmus tests. One was online. Another one was at our five-year anniversary for Venture 13. Workforce development came in both tests came in as a biggest priority. So Retaining staff and recruiting staff in a smaller community than a big city.
You recently appeared before Coburg Council to deliver a report, and on the cover page of the report, there is both yourselves and the Venture 13. Can you explain the difference between Venture 13 and your Economic Development Office?
So economic development, I'm the manager of economic development, so I do facilitate business growth across the town of Coburg. So we do provide economic development programming that is beneficial for companies across Coburg, not so sector specific. So we will run programming that's relevant. For example, we've run this revenue growth series, which is sector agnostic. We've had manufacturers do this revenue growth series. We've had an innovation company do the revenue growth series. We've had some we have a retailer as well, and that's doing this revenue growth series. So it's we are wanting to see growth. The economic development wants to see office wants to see growth across Coburg. And the Venture 13 Innovation and Entrepreneurship Center, it's a facility that where we provide programming within the Innovation Center that's innovative and also addresses science, technology, engineering, and math. So you will see programming for both science, technology, engineering, and math for youth, and then also for innovation programming for businesses. And then the Venture 13 facility also has key partners within the center, like the Northumberland Community Futures Development Corporation, which we partnered with, and Coburg Police, and then actually Northumberland Manufacturing Association. So these are the key partners within the facility.
What is the state of the two industrial parks in Coburg, Lucas Point and Northam?
So, Northam Industrial Park it's a town asset. It's fully occupied right now. So it does have some undeveloped area in the Lucas in Northam Industrial Park. So the facility, the buildings are occupied. There is about 8-9 acres that is undeveloped. What I'd like to see is that 8 to 9 acres get, a new company to locate within that facility. Like we us doing the build out of a new business building within the Northern Industrial Park. But it's fully occupied. We do market that undeveloped area for our investment leads as an opportunity. So that's the Northern Industrial Park, and then there's a Lucas Point Industrial Park. So there's a group of, well, I had mentioned about Lodestar Trailers. There are also other companies that are in the development pipeline. Brock Street Holdings has a property in Lucas Point that close, and that'll be a production and distribution center.
Some listeners may not understand the difference between the efforts of the Downtown Business Improvement Area and your office. Can you explain what you do for the downtown compared to the DBIA?
Yes, so the downtown BIA would be working on downtown programming. They would have the specific event programming that they do, and aesthetic improvements to the downtown. The town of Coburg does. We do invest in the downtown. It kind of it's spread across a group of divisions, our investment into the downtown. So it's we will also do aesthetic improvements into our downtown, and with garbage pickup and everything, like and it's spread across like community services, public works, planning and development, legislative services. So there is a group of We do provide support for the downtown businesses. It is spread across across divisions, and yes, and then we do provide administrative support for the downtown as well. We do I do have a staff person that does a lot of the administrative support on the functional on the way the board of management functions. So I do have a staff person that does the serves as the secretary for the board of management. We are actually working on a memorandum of understanding of what our town commitment is to the downtown and what the downtown Business Improvement Association's role is. We want to see a downtown that is looks, you know, fantastic, has lots of businesses and support services in our downtown. We're in that business as well, to see a vibrant downtown that has things to do and reasons to come to the downtown. That's in our interest as well, as the town of Coburg. We do offer programming. We offer some concert programming in our downtown. We have a beautiful town hall and art gallery as well, and just and parking as well. So we are invested in our downtown. It's just spread across the corporation.
You've identified both an industrial role that you play and also a retail role that you play. Can you share an anecdote to tell us a story?
Yeah. It's a good example of a company last year came actually through through immigration as an entrepreneur on an entrepreneurship permit, and they needed to open up his business in Coburg. So we received a message from this entrepreneur coming through internationally, needed to land here in Coburg, had a business plan and dollars to invest in this business. So he landed here at Adventure 13. We offered low price of $150 a month. He had a desk that got him started here in Coburg. So he's coming from an international place to Canada on an entrepreneurship permit. He lands at the Venture 13 facility. And so we helped them land here. Through speaking with him, he had site requirements for his business. He was in food service, a food production business. He had some site requirements. So our economic development team worked with him to find a suitable facility in Coburg that that would allow for the food production. And through our network and our contacts here in Coburg, we managed to find a suitable location for this entrepreneur for food production, and we've facilitated the connection with the right property owner here in Coburg, who just through our network, we knew we had very good working relationship with, and we managed to get this company that was landed here at Venture 13 into another location in Coburg because he would need to do his business and his production outside of Venture 13. So we did find him that suitable location. We worked with the landlord to make sure that he could be located in this new facility in Coburg. And he started here in early September, and by mid-November, he had relocated to this larger production facility.
What are the key areas a focus for 2024?
Yeah, so we are working on some investment readiness. So we are improving the way we market ourselves. If you come to Venture 13, you'll see some new marketing materials for economic development. You come to our office, you'll see that. We've created some improvements to the way we market ourselves for new investors. For new companies like advanced manufacturers that are interested in Coburg, we do have a package now for advanced manufacturers that better sells Coburg as a location for advanced manufacturing. And when we have entrepreneurs that want to know more about Coburg, we do have an investment package that's been created for small businesses and entrepreneurs as well. So that's going to roll out. We are continuing to improve our marketing materials for new investment. We actually did apply to Global Affairs Canada in the fall of 2023 for some new marketing materials for video, which I was successful in getting. So that's also something that we'll be rolling out in 2024 as well, is improved video for the advanced manufacturing sector and the downtowns and entrepreneurs. So that's something you can expect. That would be a success if I'm looking back in December and we've got all these materials in place. That'll be a success for me. And then in terms of programming, we are also raising the awareness of skilled trades work as a viable career path. So we have our inaugural skilled trades event on the 19th here at Venture 13. It's early evening session. So I want to see programming that addresses the future opportunities here in skilled trades. So we already have our the 2024 programming year mapped out. It's pretty good. We're just finishing up our winter programming. We have a spring summer program that working on a media release that my intent is that'll be released this week for the spring summer. So we're going to have some solid programming that addresses business growth. The revenue growth series will continue. And then I'm looking into the fall as well, and it'll be good too, because we already have that mapped out as well for fall program that you can anticipate. So if we get the whole programming that's been mapped out in play, that would be a success for me as well. I look at Lucas Point Industrial Park. I do want to see the development applications happen. So when those development applications close, that's a success for me, is seeing this company now purchase property, are building their facility here in Coburg. If I can see that in December, that's another success. So,
Daniel Van Kampen, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Robert, for having me.
That was Daniel Van Kampen, Manager of Economic Development for the town of Coburg. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.